MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting now with Tebogo Makabane, head of ESG and impact at Sanlam Investment. Tebogo, appreciate the early morning time. Let's start off a little broader with the sort of responsible investing. And it certainly has been on the rise, I was going to say for many years, but truthfully, for well over a decade. And this is the idea that when you're looking to invest, there are some non-financial factors, such as the ESG, the environmental, the social, the governance, that are included into an investment decision and decision-making process.
Good morning, Simon. Thank you for having me on the slot. Yeah, so you're right. ESG has been coming out for a while, but I think more recently now it's become more defined where now it's, you know, before you used to have people invest based on ethical reasons and screen out stocks that they thought were not morally okay. But it's evolved where we're considering environmental issues, you know, with the rise of climate change. We know that, you know, there's carbon tax. If you're a company that emits a lot of carbon emissions, there might be carbon tax that might, it's non-financial, but now some of these environmental things are becoming financial. Social issues such as, I mean, if you're a healthcare provider, you know that human capital is a big thing. Mm-hmm. You have nurses leaving, going to the UK. You have to train them, get certification. That's a cost, an expense. So it's all these E and S issues that were a bit silent, but now they have financial impact. There's materiality to them, and hence the rise in responsible investing.
Yeah, and I take your point. I mean, back in the day, it was, well, I won't buy British American Tobacco because tobacco, but it has become a lot more nuanced in that regard. And from a leadership position, I mean, I would imagine, particularly within the continent of Africa, within sub-Saharan Africa, South Africa is probably playing a fairly significant role. I mean, we've got a large investment a pool of cash, and we can deploy and really help drive this.
Yeah, we definitely can. I mean, if you look at the African continent, you're right, South Africa has much more pool of cash, mm-hmm. but also the research done by the UCT Graduate School of Business, which shows like of the South African pool of cash, more or less 60 billion rand, so it's an AIFA barometer, is put towards responsible investing. And what they say is, you know, while we're looking at those risks that that an investment company has to consider when investing, there's also opportunities that if we don't address certain social issues, those also pose a risk. So if we don't address unemployment, that will be a long-term risk for mm-hmm. the economy as well. So you want to direct capital, you know, that $600 billion that South Africa is using towards responsible investing, towards also creating impact and investing in job creation, infrastructure products for renewable energy, knowing like we also have that energy crisis, inequality, maybe more in affordable housing. So we have an opportunity to use this capital responsibly, not only from a risk, but also moving the needle in important sectors for the country.
That's a great point because, you know, we sort of started with we don't buy British American Tobacco. Then we moved into the environmental, social and governance. And now that sort of third part is the impact investing. ESG is around compliance, around avoiding mm-hmm. harm. Impact really is, hang on, what is the positive outcome? And you mentioned around job creation, around uplifting communities, improved infrastructure, which, you know, has the impact of both job creation and improved life for communities.
Yeah, I like what you say that, you know, we did start with just saying, I'm not going to invest in this. It's not ethically correct, British Tobacco. But now we're moving, you know, not just compliance all the way to impact. And I think impact investing, it still doesn't get as much allocation as we needed to as a country, given the need. But it's more intentional now. It's not only like, I don't want to create harm, but I, over and above avoiding harm and risk, I really want to make a difference. So it requires that you're intentional with that amount. We do invest in education, healthcare. You know, we invest along. Our country has the NDPs, 2030 plans. We try invest in those areas that have been identified as growth areas, but areas that the country has to look at. And that's why impact investing comes in, where you you intentionally being impactful with your investment, not just from a risk perspective, but for just opportunities and growth.
And then it brings me to the point, is that in many senses, this is theoretical. Are we able to measure properly? Because measuring must now be the next important part of this process so that we can kind of confirm that what we're doing is working, is helping, and is making a benefit.
Yeah, I mean, it's important that we measure. Otherwise, we won't be able to really see if we're making a difference. So if we take some of the investments in affordable housing, I think as an investor, you really want to check if I'm investing this affordable housing unit, what's the pricing, the rental pricing or purchase price there? And what's the income bracket for South Africans who really need that amount? So you want to measure in my portfolio, I've invested in these units and this is the impact they're making. If you want to invest in job creation, you know, you intentionally look at those sectors that are known to be job creators or companies that are on a growth trajectory. And you measure, you know, the type of jobs you're creating. The quality of jobs is also important, you know, that are above minimum wage so that, you know, and hopefully more permanent. I mean, temporal jobs are important too in our country, but the more permanent jobs we have, you know, the more we address the inequality. So it's those KPIs that you want to make sure you're tracking to really prove your business case of, you know, I mean, responsible investor creating impact. So you have your financial returns and you can also show the KPIs of impact.
Yeah, and of course you can tweak the process as it goes along and ultimately get better at it. We'll leave it there. To Tebogo Makabane, Head of ESG and Impact at Sanlam Investments. Appreciate the early morning.